Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name's Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. But today I want to go in a slightly different direction and share with you some advice for your career taken from my own experiences. Since launching Boag Works 3 years ago, I've worked with founders from dozens of companies, from digital agencies of various sizes to freelancers and those running software as a service businesses. When people come to me, they often are at some kind of turning point in their career or their business. Sometimes they're seeking to take their business to the next level, and sometimes they're at a crisis point. Often they come to me with a vision of what they want to achieve. Those I mentor want to launch a product or grow their business or get better clients. Whatever the case, I find myself asking the same question. Why? Why do you want to do whatever it is you're envisaging? What's the underlying motivation? What's the underlying reason? Probably the most common example of this is, I want to grow my business. Different people mean different things when they say this. They might want to grow in terms of the quantity of clients that they have, or the quality of those clients. They might want to increase the number of employees or grow their revenue. But my response is always the same. Why? You see, I find that most people don't really understand their desires and motivations. I recently worked with someone who'd been running an agency for years but desperately wanted to launch a product. I asked them why they were so desperate to start a project, and they answered that they wanted more financial security and to be able to work on what they wanted to work on and not have to deal with client issues. It's true that done right, launching a product can help with all of these things. Having large numbers of customers paying a smaller monthly fee can provide a more predictable cash flow. And equally, presuming you can bootstrap the business, you can build whatever it is you want and you've got no clients interfering. But if you make mistakes, then you could achieve none of those things. You'll have investors dictating the direction of your product and a constant battle to secure enough paying customers or further investment. However, more importantly, there are many ways of achieving these aims of financial security, control, and freedom from clients. For example, working in-house for the right company can give you that as well. The problem is we tend to fixate on the solution, not the underlying problem that we're trying to solve, the thing that we ultimately want in our careers. Say, for example, you're miserable in your job working in-house. You may dream about being a freelancer so you can escape from that job. That might indeed work, but I also know many freelancers who work harder than they ever did in a full-time job. Also, a different job elsewhere might be just as good. Then there are the agency owners. They talk about growing their business, but in fact, normally there's a different underlying need. Often it's either a financial need or a desire to build a reputation. But there are other ways of fulfilling those needs than getting big name clients who are often very demanding, or adding more employees that results in more mouths to feed. The trouble is, admitting that you want more money or to be looked up to by others is hard. Somewhere along the line, our industry has come to look down on things like that. We're supposed to want to build something for the greater good or put a dent in the universe. But why? Can't we just have more modest desires? I don't want to change the world, and although I want to help other people, I don't necessarily feel I have to do that in my job. Being more selfish than that is okay. Having more simple needs is okay. You only need to look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs to know that financial security and a comfortable life are pretty fundamental to everyone. They're not bad desires. Once you understand and admit your real motivations, everything changes. Once you know that what those things are, you can explore all of the options available to you, not just the one solution you fixated on. Then there is the fact that what we want will change through our careers. Our circumstances will change as we find a partner, have a family, buy a house, whatever else. All of these things shape our lives and therefore what we need from our careers. Take my own case. I established the agency Headscape with my friends Chris Scott and Marcus Lillington and worked there happily for 13 years. We all were very clear about what we wanted from the business. We wanted a business that facilitated our lives and so resisted the urge to build a company too large. However, over time, my circumstances changed. We started homeschooling our son, and so I wanted more flexibility than the agency could provide. But I also had increased costs that a small agency wasn't particularly suited to cover. In the end, it made sense to move on. Now, from the outside, it may have looked like a step back in my career. After all, I walked away from a successful agency that was well known and well respected. But being an independent consultant just made more sense for achieving my personal needs. In fact, it proved less pressured, more profitable, and allowed me to grow my reputation among my peers. But what about my co-founders at Headscape? Was my decision unfair on them? Maybe you have people relying on you who you feel like you'd be letting down if you went in a different direction. Well, possibly you might be. But I have a shockingly harsh truth that I learnt the hard way. You're not as indispensable as you think. At least I wasn't when I left Headscape. For years, I'd been putting off leaving the company because I feared I'd be letting Chris and Marcus down. I thought Headscape was built on my reputation. I thought it would flounder without me. Instead, it actually thrived. I would go as far as saying that with me out of the way, it allowed the other two co-founders to step up in a way that they couldn't when I was around. Also, if I'm honest, I think it was just an excuse anyway, a reason to avoid facing the uncertainty and change that comes with the unknown. So what's my point for this somewhat self-referential podcast? My point is that we need to learn to see things clearly when it comes to our careers. We need to be honest with ourselves about what we truly want from our careers and stop making excuses for not doing it. Of course, it's easy for me to say that, and it's much more difficult for you to do. But if you find yourself at a crossroads in your career, I'd encourage you to find a friend or a colleague to discuss it with. Somebody outside of the situation who can help you to see your motivations more honestly.